totally blow you away with all the facts and top celebrities and the sports scene today.
Hi, this is Evander Holyfield, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene. He's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Van der Holyfield.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Nothing he believes in.
This is Larry Hirsch.
Craig LeBron.
Jim Palmer.
Tony Fernandez. Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
This is Bill Murphy.
My two men, Randy Savage.
Ray Nitschke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman. And I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
What is going on, everybody? It is the 16th day of October. What, 5 days until I get on the Big Bird and head to Dublin?
That's going
to
be a long trip.
Nah,
you'll sleep through it, though.
Yeah.
So it'll seem short.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be awful. I'll take
didn't say awful, just long.
I'll take the cooler, the delicatessen, so I'll grab a little nosh. I'll take a couple hours sleep. I'll wake up, take another nosh, go back to sleep, land at 6 a.m., get out of the airport at 8, go get some food, and then spend the day walking around Dublin. All right. So didn't do a whole lot this morning. So I sat in the office, and wrote down some notes about some things that I want to talk about today.
Mm-hmm.
I have the Mets written down twice, a good and a hate.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So now I don't know what to do. I don't know whether now I want to root for them or root against them until I just received an email from my brother. I won't go into the whole thing, but he was just told he just received an email from someone that works with him.
Okay.
And he said, just want to let you know, if the Cubs win the pennant, I have a ticket for you for World Series Game 3.
Oh, oh, oh.
Can you imagine? I'm not even a Cubs fan.
Oh.
But could you imagine Wrigley Field, a World Series?
Wow. That's pretty big. That's like epic big. That's like the same thing with the Red Sox in
04. It's so big. I heard tickets behind home plate, $50,000.
Now, does that surprise you, that high?
No.
Because that's pretty high.
It's high. No. Well, again, it's supply and demand. So if it's like the first couple
of rows, only worth it if they get that money for it.
Right. Well, and they will.
And that you, yeah.
No, and they will. How many Cub fans? I'm talking about big-time Cub fans. I'm talking about celebrity Cub fans, millionaire, billionaire Cub fans.
What is it? It's 107 years, right? Because it's October 7th, that whole deal?
Yep. All right, so which one do you want me to go with first? My love for the Mets?
Let's go the hate first, because you like to start your shows with a little rant sometimes.
I hate the Mets. I hate the Mets.
Okay. Well,
I hate them.
There you go.
And this is why. And thank you, Tampa Bay Lightning, because here's the reverse. And
Interesting segue.
No, it will be. I'm not there yet. I think the Mets showed no stand up for your team.
Okay.
I think the Mets – now, again, Met fans – and the New York Mets themselves are going to respond and said, we did respond to Chase Utley and the slide at second base by beating the Dodgers. That's our response. I'm saying that's what they're going to say.
Yeah.
We didn't. The New York Mets had to retaliate to the first batter of game 3.
Ear hole?
Absolutely. You drill the guy like there's no tomorrow. Absolutely. And here's the thing. I'm not 100% sure, in my opinion, that Chase Utley's slide was dirty.
Oh no, I actually agree with you on that. You see that exact slide. He did nothing that was out of the ordinary than any other slide. It's just how the outcome turned out. That was the only difference. The slide itself was
he doesn't break
expected.
His leg. Then we don't have all this. We don't have the hatred towards Chase Utley. And I loved how he got booed when they introduced him at game 3. He's protesting the game suspension, and then he didn't play in games 3 and 4 anyway. Kind of weird, you know, so maybe he could have, should have, would have. He's probably fighting it because he doesn't think he did anything wrong. And you're right, the shortstop was in a bad Tejada, I think is his name.
Yes, Ruben Tejada.
Was standing the wrong way. There was no way he could have turned the double play. He didn't initiate, but him being out of position caused that to happen. That slide has happened at second base for 242 years.
Yes.
Ben Franklin slid in that way when he played back when he was a child. Now, again, do we like the slide? Do we not like the slide? Is immaterial.
Doesn't matter.
The fact is, that is within, even though they're going to say, and they have said, that, you know, his intent. Yeah, his intent was to break up the double play. That's the whole thing that they do, breaking in. That's the whole neighborhood idea. Neighborhood is cheating. Sliding isn't cheating, but it's whatever. So whether you like the slide or not, be a team guy. Stick up for your team. And I'm sure the Mets were told not to by the higher-ups. But you drill not the second pitch, the first pitch. And you don't do it like when the Mets and the Yankees did it, and the Mets pitcher came in and he attempted and he threw behind. You drill him.
So what do you do? Because if you're, it's the starting pitcher of a playoff game, usually you're going to have one of your top guys. Do you just warm somebody up in the bullpen?
Yes.
Some reliever.
Yes.
He starts your game.
Yes.
Ear hole.
Yes.
And then your starter's in.
You know, and did they, and I don't know if they did because I didn't watch the game, did they warn both sides?
Beforehand?
Before the game?
That might have played into it.
No, I'm saying
if they
did.
I don't know if they did.
If they did, then you don't start your starter. You start the reliever and you drill him, and then he gets thrown out, and it is what it is.
But then you're also without your manager.
That's okay.
For the full game.
That's okay.
They make a big deal about that.
They'll stick a fake mustache on him, and he'll stand
it
in
is the Mets.
It is the Mets. All right. So there's a ways around that.
Yes.
But I was so upset and disappointed.
That's
awesome. I have been involved in, I have caused most, I haven't caused all. I haven't caused all.
That's true.
And even if your teammate is a butthole, you still stick up for him. And then you beat his butt as well.
After the fact, behind closed doors.
Absolutely. Here. Now, do you know what happened in the Lightning game last night?
Do tell.
The exact same thing.
Somebody broke a leg and they didn't throw a ball at him?
Yeah, exactly.
Really?
They threw the ball, but they picked up a puck. No.
Gotcha.
So Hedman gets drilled.
Okay.
In what I believe was a legal play.
Okay.
You know, he came in, shoulder hit him, his head hit up against the glass. He might have had a concussion. I believe that they said he wasn't on the ice for the morning skate, et cetera, et cetera. What did the Lightning do?
Nothing.
No, the Lightning did something. Oh, absolutely they did. They retaliated the way they should have, even though it was a legal hit. You're sticking up for your guys. You want to go to war now because you know your guys have your back. I felt that way
True.
On the softball field.
I understand that.
I never trusted half the guys that never had my back, and I always knew that certain guys, like Tiger, I could have robbed a bank.
And he'd be there.
And he'd be there, and vice versa. Just thought that'd be funny. I would have had his back no matter
so
what.
Mean.
No matter what. Anything this guy would have done, I would have his back.
Right.
For that reason, whether I agreed or disagreed with what he was doing on the softball field, you know, I would stick up for him. That's what the Tampa Bay Lightning did last night. They retaliated. And I'll get the play for you during a break. I just saw it on Facebook or Twitter or one of them.
Gotcha.
And it kind of got me going. It's like that's what the Mets needed to do. As a team, yeah, you went and you eliminated the Dodgers. Absolutely. Big deal. Big deal. As far as I'm concerned, I'm not a Mets fan, so I could care less. You have to retaliate.
So let's flip the script now.
Flip it.
What's good about them? Why do you like it? Why do you like them being in the playoffs?
Oh, I didn't say that I like them being in the playoffs.
What do you like about them?
I have a new favorite player.
Okay.
Which could change today.
Sure.
Is there baseball today? Is there baseball tomorrow?
Well, it's not today, it's tomorrow.
Whenever the next baseball game is, I may have a new favorite player. But that kid Murphy?
Yeah.
For the New York Mets?
Right.
My new favorite player.
Because?
Now, you're going to sit
Toronto,
back.
Kansas City is tonight.
Okay. So maybe later. We want to get into Joey Batts and that stuff as well. This is going to
be. Oh, we will, yeah. It's going to be baseball
hour,
heavy today.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be baseball related. So everybody is making, I believe his name's Murphy, out to be the hero of the game, of game five against the Dodgers.
I was wrong. It's tomorrow.
And he
Both
was.
Games tomorrow.
But everybody is saying the home run, the go-ahead home run, which he hit, right?
Okay.
No. And he wasn't the first one to do what he did, because people still talk about some little redheaded kid a day who walk. He would get a walk, and as he slash me would jog down to first base, I would take off for second.
Oh, well, yeah.
I would do it all the time.
Yeah.
Ball four away from the catcher. They take their time. All right. Yeah. Did you see what happened in yesterday's game?
I did not.
The shift.
Okay.
And I don't know why more people don't do this. But and I heard an interview that he said he was really worried the time was going to be called. I guess they've been planning this. So Murphy's at first, right? Ball four. The shift is on. He jogs down to second, and he's about a foot and a half from second base.
And boom.
And bolts for third.
Heads up base running.
Absolutely. He said he was afraid that they were going to call timeout, and then he's going to look like a putz running to third with timeout.
They can't call timeout before he touched to second base. He's got to go to the base.
Very true.
So he was good to start beforehand. Smart.
Smart play. I loved it. That's my type of baseball, Shane Victorino type of baseball. Stick his hip out for Team USA. I loved that. So I'm not going to say that I'm rooting for the Mets. Really, I don't care either way. I like the story of the Cubs. I like that my brother
Everybody
is going
likes
to game
the story
three.
Of the Cubs, though.
I like it even more that I just emailed him and said, you're a big shot. Get a second ticket.
Oh, shots fired.
You know, let's see how big of a shot you are in this multi-million-dollar company that you own. And get a second ticket and I'll be there. I don't care what the flight would be. I absolutely would go to that.
Yeah,
and
that's
you know
something
that,
you have to get to.
That I'm jaded about all these events and I don't care. I'd rather sit in the lazy boy. I would go to Chicago to go to Wrigley for a World Series game.
Again, that's less about being a fan of a particular team. That is
or sport.
Well, I was going to say, no, that's being a fan of the game of baseball. That's being a fan of history.
I don't even think it's so much a fan of the game. I would be a fan of the city and the atmosphere. I would want to be in that atmosphere of Wrigley. It could be a hockey arena. If it would be the first time in 110 years and you knew that it would be a zoo like this.
But it's because of that history of the team slash sport that atmosphere is existing in the first place.
No, I understand that. And I tried to turn it into a hockey, but you're right. If it was a soccer team that hadn't won in Chicago in 110 years.
You're not going.
I'm not going.
Exactly.
I am trying to set up Kaká to meet up with Rafael.
Now, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
That would be pretty epic. And then we can see if Rafael can get a little inside scoop and see if Kaká is going to get Ronaldinho to come up and play in Orlando.
I will work on that once I get back from Ireland.
He can be our Brazilian reporter.
That would be good.
Yes, we have a Canadian one. We have a couple Canadian
We have a Brazilian reporters. One. So that's kind of my flip on the New York Mets. The Mets handle the Dodgers. I think everybody, I don't know of a single person, a single expert, other than a fan of the New York Mets, picking the Mets over the Dodgers. I don't know any media people. I don't know any experts that picked the Chicago Cubs over the St. Louis Cardinals other than Cubby fans. Two teams that neither one was expected to be there. Neither one should have been there. And why? Why? I go to Vegas four times a year. I've seen Back to the Future. I knew this is when they called the Cubs to win in 2015. Granted, it won't be against Miami. But why didn't I put something on the Cubs?
Shoulda. Now, what's your opinion now that the Dodgers are gone? What's your opinion on what's going to be happening there? Because literally everybody is saying, well, pretty much Don's gone. I mean, that's a lot of the talk. And it's like, am I naive for thinking that Don Mattingly coming in and taking the team to a historical team to the playoffs 3 years in a row for the first time in franchise history? Does that not mean anything? Because they fell short of the CS and or the World Series?
You know, a lot depends on, and it's not just that. It's they know what's been going on in the locker room, the clubhouse, whatever it's called in baseball. Magic and his team know what's going on. So it might not even be that. It might not be that they didn't get to the championship series. It might be that they just felt or feel, no matter what happens this year, that it's time to move on. So I wouldn't say jump to conclusions. Did you watch the game? What happened with Ethier and him in the
there was I don't know what the cause of it was. I do know that it was middle of the game and it was a shouting match. I mean, there was definitely some strong words from Ethier. He was not happy about it, whatever it was. But I have not heard as to what the cause of it was. But obviously there's dissension of some sort. But again, that's one player. We don't know how, I don't know, I don't want to use the word viral, but we don't know what the effect is on everybody else. arguments happen and some yelling happens, and sometimes that's it.
It'll be interesting to see how it plays.
Larger issue too.
They have a lot of money invested, you know, in the players. They had a lot of money invested in this year. It will be interesting. Didn't one of the pitchers opt out already?
I think Greinke's gone.
Yeah, $70-some million he walked away from.
Bye bye.
So
it's like, okay, why is he doing that? Obviously, that's a lot of money to be walking away from. Obviously, the Dodgers have that sort of money to be able to spend.
Sure.
Why? I understand he's had an amazing season, and it might be good for him to go into free agency, assuming he's going to get a huge chunk of change somewhere else. But not many teams have that kind of money that the Dodgers have to give him in the first place.
There's a handful, though.
There's a handful, yes, but he also has been injured for a lot of his career. So how many teams are going to want to sign him to a longer-term contract for a lot of money with the fact that he's been on the DL almost as many innings as he's pitched in his career?
You know what that proves? And I know we have to hit this break. You know what that proves?
What does that prove?
They make too much money.
Fact.
To be able to walk away from that with those kind of numbers, with those kind of thoughts, yeah, they make too much money. When we return, let's talk about another baseball situation flip, the fist pump. We've talked about it all year. It came to a head, and all for the wrong reasons. We'll get to that and a whole lot more. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by a new sponsor. I meant to start the show with this. I am extremely pumped and excited to welcome the Holy Hog to Talking Sports and Knockout Radio. Barbecue at its best. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more when we return.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
At Torta Pizza, we pride ourselves on making delicious, healthy food at an affordable price. Signature pizzas, fresh salads, hearty subs, and calzones. Torta Pizza has it all and offers dine-in, carry-out, and delivery service. Torta Pizza is located on 4th Street in St. Petersburg. So give them a call today, 727-895-5555. 727-895-5555. You'll be glad you did.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times, and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Budget Self Storage is proud to sponsor Talking Sports with Randy Harris, heard every Friday. You want your garage back? Contact Budget Self Storage. You need confidential documents shredded? Contact Budget Self Storage. You need the spare room back? Contact Budget Self Storage at 800-578-7135. Discounts and promos available at BudgetSelfStorageFlorida.com. Budget Self Storage offers a 10% discount to military as well. That's Budget Self Storage at 1-800-578-7135. Call today.
Hey Randy Regime, this is Wegs from Talking Sports, and if you know Randy, you know he isn't exactly what one might call a gym goer. That's where Kinetics Health Club at the corner of 49th Street and Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park comes in. Kinetics is a family-friendly fitness center with group fitness, personal training, free weights, cardio equipment, and a spin room. Kinetics is a first-class gym with awesome equipment and a very knowledgeable staff. So first class, even Randy trains there with his trainer, Scott. Call Scott at 727-827-7979 for the latest details and promotions. Again, that's Kinetics Health Club at 7670 49th Street in Pinellas Park.
Got split ends? Thanks to Mick Verheer at Got Split End Salon, the whole Talking Sports team can say,
we look marvelous.
Fabulous. Split End Salon is a family hair salon with affordable prices and conveniently located at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Sarah, the colorist and style director, can do it all. And if Mick can make me look good, then you know he's a miracle worker. So give Got Split Ends a call today at 727-481-8605.
Regal Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club member today.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system or the boxing or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Bernie Williams from the Yankees, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
And yes, Bernie Williams is sitting with the rest of the New York Yankees on the sofa, hanging out at the beach.
They're watching.
They're watching TV.
They're watching.
All right, so we've talked about this all year long, the bat flip and the fist bump. Okay?
Does this go under unwritten rules?
Yeah.
Is this, that's under that file?
Yeah, because okay. It's not written. There's yeah. nothing written that says you can't act like an ass when you hit a home run.
Fair enough.
Right?
And there,
and there's also nothing written that says you can't act like an ass when you strike somebody out.
Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. I have been told by people that if somebody else would have hit the home run and done the epic bat flip that Batista did.
Epic.
And it was epic. That Batista would have been the first one at home plate to start a fight. I'm just saying. Just like me. I'm the hothead. I'm going to do it, but you better not do it to me. So every time that I said I thought he went a little bit overboard,
mm-hmm.
and he did,
mm-hmm.
but I'm the
opinion.
Guy. No, and it's the only one that matters.
No.
Yes.
No.
It's the only opinion that matters since I'm the one that's venting right now.
Oh, you mean this is your show?
That's what you say, not I.
Right. Continue before I so rudely interrupted.
Yeah, well, you did. Now you've made me lose my whole total whatever. But I'm the guy all year long that's been playing this god-awful app. And mm-hmm. every time my batter strikes out,
right.
the pitcher on the app does a fist pump, and I want to run to the mound.
Well, you know what that means, right?
Yeah, I know what it means.
Yeah, stop striking out.
No, that's not what it means.
Stop striking out.
It means
you can't do it.
F blank, go sit your butt down on the bench. That's what it means. That's what the fist pump means.
So stop striking out.
And Batista thought the same exact thing with the bat flip. That wasn't a typical, that was epic.
That was a huge moment in that game.
In the game.
In the series, in the season, in the history of the franchise.
It's absolutely. That.
So how is that not justified?
It was a show-me-up thing. There's no doubt. In the unwritten rule that baseball has more unwritten rules than any sport I know.
True. True.
That was a show me up. I'm not saying that he was outside the boundaries. And in typical baseball style, you drill the next guy who comes up. And here's the thing that I hate about that. Your next guy up, which was, I can never pronounce, Encarnacion.
Encarnacion.
Not bad. He didn't do nothing. It was the right guy before him that homered, and I'm getting drilled.
True.
Now there's a.
That happens.
I remember when the Los Angeles Dodgers were playing the Phillies in the playoffs, my buddy, my boy, my friend, Shane Victorino, gets drilled.
Flying Hawaiian.
Okay. And he gets crazy. And this is a guy that's like me.
He can be a little hot-headed.
He's screaming, don't hit me in the head. You hit me in the side.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
You know, so there's unwritten rules and then unwritten rules to the unwritten rule.
Well, and which is understandable.
It is.
If you need to send a message, send the message.
Absolutely.
But you don't need to go overboard and
hurt somebody
and end up putting somebody in the hospital.
So did you watch this whole thing as it went down? Are you familiar with what happened?
Little bit.
So then Encarnacion.
Yep.
Comes to the plate and he sticks his hands up.
Yeah.
So the pitcher thinks that he's trying to have the crowd, let's go, raise the roof, all that crap.
He's doing the opposite.
He's doing the opposite. And if you watch it, it is plain and blatant as day that he's trying to calm everybody down and then the bench is clear. Because the pitcher then starts saying something to my boy.
They're yakking.
What's his first name?
Edwin.
Okay, so that's easier to say then. So he's starting to bitch at Edwin. And then the bench is clear again. You got to love bench clearing situations.
Sure.
In playoff baseball.
It adds to the...
Absolutely.
Atmosphere.
Especially game 5, game 7.
Well, and especially considering baseball is widely considered one of the most boring sports to watch. You have to... Well, you don't have to, but it certainly adds to it. Yes,
ooh,
with your hand
ooh,
up.
Ooh, you in the back. Yes. If it is one of... the most boring sports. What else would be
golf.
The same? I don't know. I think I'd rather
don't
watch,
even.
I think I'd rather watch.
No
golf.
Way.
Yeah, because it's still faster.
No, it's not.
Watching it on TV.
If you watch a full golf match,
right?
It's like 4 hours.
Right, but you're not.
A baseball
watching,
game is 3 hours.
I understand, but you're watching shots, one right after another. Tiger Woods on the third. So
exactly.
Hold on.
The whisper.
Yeah, but I'm still screaming in my living room.
You're watching the grass grow.
No, you're not. You're
yes,
watching
you
the grass grow in baseball. In golf, you go from Tiger's tee off on three to Patty Harrington, like that, on his chip.
You are getting ready for your trip to Ireland.
Getting ready for Ireland. On his chip on six, and then you're going to go to one as Justin Spieth is ready to putt in for birdie. So at least you're bouncing from shot to shot. You're not waiting for the groin strike, the, you know, fixing your helmet, you're fixing the gloves, then you fix your groin again, and then, you know, so
the
yeah,
groin
I think
strike.
I think I would much rather watch golf than I would watch.
Okay, but what about soccer? And this is coming from somebody who loves soccer and thinks soccer is an amazing sport to watch. What are your thoughts on the excitingness of soccer?
No, I would put those two. Well, you're right. I'd put all three in the same category.
Okay, thank you.
No, I mean,
They're
all very boring.
Yes.
There's
yes.
No doubt. But at least in golf, like I said, you're flipping from this guy to this guy to this guy. You're not, if you had to follow one golfer and watch him walk.
Hell no.
Yeah, then absolutely.
Not happening.
But baseball is pretty boring. But bench clearing brawls adds to it. If what I think they ought to do, okay, I think they ought to guarantee one bench clearing situation in every game. Watch this. We're watching the Four Letter Network. I was getting ready to talk about this. I think it's number two.
Boot me.
No, I think it's right up the soccer alley. So the goalie has the ball. The goalie goes to throw said ball.
Oh, I think
and it
I saw
hits
that.
His teammate in
the back
head,
of the head,
and he scores.
It deflects, I should say, back over the line.
All right, so we'll get back to
yeah,
that of all these bad plays. One thing that we didn't talk about is not necessarily, and this is tough to say because the Blue Jays won Game 7,
mm-hmm.
or did they? Did Texas give that game away? Three consecutive errors?
Yeah, you think they – it was on a silver platter.
They gave it away.
Yeah.
Make a damn play. You know, Sean said last night –
three in a row.
That
right?
He could have done that. And I have said this for years. I could play Major League Baseball.
If they're playing like that, yeah.
I could make those same errors.
Sure.
Not one, not two, but three.
It was a silver platter. I mean, they had the game won.
And then the second baseman makes a mental error when he takes it.
All
you're
them.
Always no. I'm after those three errors that loaded up the bases. That mm-hmm. little—it's not even a text. It was a bloop that went over the second baseman's head. What is every outfielder taught? every outfielder from 8 years old. The ball is hit. What's the first thing you do?
You find the ball, you go to the ball.
No.
What do you mean?
No.
You back up the infielder.
You take one step back. You don't take one step in because you can always come in. You can't go back.
Yeah.
His first reaction, he took one step in and it blooped over his head. So that one run scored. The whole thing could have been different. Who knows? Joey Bats then comes up to bat.
We have to have history made, though. This is foretold. I think it's going to be Toronto-Chicago series.
I'm okay with that.
Just the way things are going.
I'm okay with that. I have a connection in Toronto. If he can get a ticket, I'll go up there, even though it's not going to Wrigley. If my brother can pull some strings, I'll go to Wrigley.
I'm sure he can.
If not, I'll sit here and not watch it.
If not, nobody's getting my attention.
If I go, I'll watch. If I don't, I will not. All right, when we return, we'll talk a little Tampa Bay Buccaneers. A great week for the Bucs as they are off. So not only the Bucs can get away from football, so can fans. So can I, which will be good. No football for me this weekend. I'm looking forward to it. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the Bucs game last week. UFC coming to Orlando. A lot more to get in the second half of the program. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by, and I'm pumped, I may go eat there today, the Holy Hog in Tampa. Always stacking, I was moving,
nice and slow. This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
I'd like to welcome Tampa Arms Company to the Talking Sports and the Players Show family. Tampa Arms Company provides it all, from training classes for pistols, rifles, and shotguns, as well as the concealed carry classes, to AR-15 build classes. That's where you'll learn to build your very own AR-15, and at the end of the class, you keep the rifle. Online ordering is available with over $1 billion in firearms and accessories at TampaArmsCompany.com. Classes free trust, and products are also available at Tampa Arms Company. Check them out today at TampaArmsCompany.com. Springfield, Glock, Century Arms, Remington, Smith & Wesson, plus much, much more. And no limits of ammo. If it's in stock, buy the quantities you want. That's Tampa Arms Company.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public. West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Isn't it time you felt the luxury in your massage experience without the expensive prices? Choose to invest in a healthier state of mind with Massage Luxe. Visit our North Tampa location or our West Chase location, opening soon, to receive your first massage for only $38. Massage Luxe is known for our highly trained massage therapists who focus on your needs. Plus, Massage Luxe also offers facials, skincare products, and waxing services. So what are you waiting for? Experience the luxurious lifestyle you deserve at an affordable price. For more information, visit us at massagelux.com or call 813-681-2232 to schedule your appointment today.
It's football season, which means it's tailgate season. And the best place to get your tailgating menu is Little Greek Fresh Grill. Nothing says football like fresh grilled chicken and steak skewers served sizzling hot with a little pita bread and some hummus. This ain't your daddy's tailgate. This is Little Greek Fresh Grill. Help Little Greek celebrate the kickoff to football season. Little Greek Fresh Grill with 16 area locations and growing. Little Greek Fresh Grill. Fresh, flavorful, fabulous.
Budget Self-Storage is proud to sponsor Talking Sports with Randy Harris, heard every Friday. You want your garage back? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need confidential documents shredded? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need the spare room back? Contact Budget Self-Storage at 800-578-7135. Discounts and promos available at BudgetSelfStorageFlorida.com. Budget Self-Storage offers a 10% discount to military as well. That's Budget Self-Storage at 1-800-578-7135. Call today.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Larry the Cable Guy from the Blue Collar Comedy Tour, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
So heck with it all, I just jumped online on the computerator and put in for a credential to go to Wrigley.
Randy said go.
Yeah, the only bad thing is they said, we'll let you know 24 hours before. All right, I appreciate the heads up.
Thanks for that.
I appreciate trying to save a few dollars on my plane ticket. But if it comes through, if I get a credential to go to Wrigley for game 3 and 4.
No questions asked.
No questions asked.
Up there.
And luckily, it'll be after next week.
The Toronto-Kansas City game is 4:07 tomorrow night. Chicago at New York, 8:07 tomorrow night.
Chicago had a better record than the Mets, yet the Mets have home field advantage. Fair?
And that's because...
Chicago's the wild card.
Yeah, it's the wild card versus the East champ in this situation. It is what it is. I mean...
So you're all right with it?
Sadly. Yeah, I think that you win your division, you deserve home field advantage. I don't know. That's a...
Oh, now the little guys are on both your shoulders.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, go for it.
But I can completely understand how if you happen to be in a really tough division and you have a lot of wins, but you eke out a wild card spot, you have won more games. And correct me if I'm wrong, but the NBA is going to this in their playoff seeding. Yeah. Where it doesn't matter if you win, it is strictly based on record. That's
why I asked
more fair.
You. That's why I asked you.
I changed my mind already based on the information presented. Chicago should have had home field.
All right.
Game 1 and 2 should have been at Wrigley.
I'll take the other side. They won their division.
Yeah.
Don't hold it against the Mets.
Can't control who you play.
You can't control the weak-ass division that you're
in. Division.
Right. So it is what it is.
Gotcha.
Win a game in New York, come home and shut it down in Chicago.
Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen.
Do you?
I do. I don't think they'll sweep it.
I believe I saw somewhere that the Cubs have swept the Mets this year, 6-0.
That's pretty good.
So again, which side is it? Half full or half empty? Means
either they can keep doing it, exactly. Or the Mets are due.
Or due.
Man. Which one do I want to go with? I don't think the Cubs
are not going to sweep.
No, it's not going to be a sweep, but Chicago still does win.
Does Bartolo Colon get on the mound and pitch and now be the oldest pitcher in the history of the conference series?
Of course.
Yeah. They'll get him in just to throw to one batter no matter what?
No, but he helped get them there. I think he's going to get more than one batter. I think he'll get a couple innings in. Hell, Julio Franco still plays.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how old you are. If you're effective. I think even Bartolo Colon had a hit.
I hate that guy on my app, too. I hate it.
Why? Because he's owning you?
Well, first, it looks like there's three of them pitching on the mound. He is a large human being on the app. And yeah, you can't hit the guy. Very similar to what he really is on the field. All right, so
just gotta be effective.
Your Tampa Bay Buccaneers have your defensive player, mm-hmm. offensive player, special teams player. They are starting to, and I'm going to correct myself as I'm going to say, starting to, you know, on all cylinders. They did play the Jacksonville Jaguars,
and it was closer than it probably should have been.
Yeah, sort of. But I think that's exactly what the Tampa Bay Buccaneers needed.
Oh, it helps going into a bye week with a win.
Would I look like a total jerk if I said Josh Freeman? Oh, that's right. Josh Freeman is gone.
He's been gone.
No, I understand that. What I'm saying is Winston needs to play within himself. Like he said, every answer. When we asked him questions last, I think it was Wednesday, every answer, I have to protect the ball. Yes, no kidding, protect the ball. And he did that. Muscle hamster, whether he likes it or not. When you have a nickname, first of all, you can't give yourself a nickname, correct?
You can try. Chances are it won't stick.
Right. So for you to get a nickname, normally somebody has to give it to you.
You earn it. You definitely earn it.
And you can't just say, I don't like it. The worst thing you could ever do is say, I don't like a nickname.
Throwing gas on the flames.
Absolutely. Doug Martin has said he doesn't like Muscle Hamster. Well, guess what? It's been your nickname, and it's going to be
since
hard.
Since Boise State.
It's going to be hard for it to go away. I think he's going up to Boise State this weekend for their bye week. Doug Martin, the offensive line, that was the big concern all year long. That's all everybody talked about. The two rookies are doing a pretty good job. I like some of the veteran stuff. The guy they got from Atlanta, he's the Frank Middleton of 2015.
Huh?
I don't know if he is dirty. He just looks it. And that's what you want. You want those guys, the Nate Websters, my Monday night guest at the Press Box Sports Emporium, Dwight Smith. You want those guys to just throw the fear out there a little bit. And I think some of these guys are slowly starting to do that. How about the defense? They stick this new kid on the line, first play, making things happen. How about our good friend, who was leading the NFL in sacks, Jacquees Smith. When he picks up that fumble, it's like four guys are trying to get the ball. They're not trying to – they're all fighting each other for the ball because it was like a two-inch fall for the touchdown.
Yeah. Jacquees Smith used to be the sack leader. He's still close. He has four. The leader is five.
Is a five or four and a half?
Five. McCoy is tied for second with 4.5. So defensive line obviously has been doing their thing. They can get after the quarterback.
And Jacquees needs to make sure when he has a sack that McCoy is nowhere around.
So that it's not split?
Yeah, exactly. Because those superstars, they get a half a sack whether they're in on it or they're close to it.
You think so? It's absolutely. a little home cooking?
Absolutely. It's not a little. It's a lot. Absolutely. I saw a sack, I think it was 2 weeks ago, where a player is taking the guy down, and another player rolled over him, and he got to half the sack. What player has 4.5 sacks?
Gerald.
Yeah. McCoy. Okay. Just saying. I know where that half came from.
You think he didn't earn it?
That particular sack? No, he didn't.
That one.
Yeah, no, but again, it doesn't matter. If one guy's taking dude down and a star comes, trust me, when stat book comes out, star is involved in that sack. And be fortunate that you get the half a sack, because more times than not, the star gets the whole sack.
The full sack, yeah. So, okay, since we are coming up to the bye week, actually, we're coming up to the break. What do you want to start this? You want to hit the break first?
Let's hit the break.
Gotcha.
Keep going to talk about. I'm going to come back with something first that I don't even know if you're aware. Something brand new is starting in the next week or two.
Probably not then.
And I didn't know anything about it, which isn't surprising, but we'll talk about that and a whole lot more in our final segment. This is Talking Sports.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network. Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Budget Self Storage is proud to sponsor Talking Sports with Randy Harris, heard every Friday. You want your garage back? Contact Budget Self Storage. You need confidential documents shredded? Contact Budget Self Storage. You need the spare room back? Contact Budget Self Storage at 800-578-7135. Discounts and promos available at BudgetSelfStorageFlorida.com. Budget Self Storage offers a 10% discount to military as well. That's Budget Self Storage at 1-800-578-7135. Call today.
Hey Randy Regime, this is Wegs from Talking Sports, and if you know Randy, you know he isn't exactly what one might call a gym goer. That's where Kinetics Health Club at the corner of 49th Street and Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park comes in. Kinetics is a family-friendly fitness center with group fitness, personal training, free weights, cardio equipment, and a spin room. Kinetics is a first-class gym with awesome equipment and a very knowledgeable staff. So first-class, even Randy trains there with his trainer, Scott. Call Scott at 727-827-7979 for the latest details and promotions. Again, that's Kinetics Health Club at 7670 49th Street in Pinellas Park.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card, just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Yo, what's up? This is DDP, Diamond Dallas Page World Championship Wrestling, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
We missed out on the Feel the Pain.
Yeah. You know, I'm starting to be like a lot of our listeners. I'd rather listen to Ed spinning the music leading us back in than some of the gibberish
DJ Ed, you know,
that we talk about. All right, so I'm not sure if you're aware of this. And not only was I not aware that the National Women's Hockey League is about to start.
Really?
I didn't know that there once was a National Women's Hockey League.
Once was.
There once was, and it ceased its operations in 2007, I believe. I believe that's what I just saw, that it was, and then it stopped, and now it is back. Four teams.
The triumphant return.
The triumphant return. The Boston Pride. Okay. There's a team in Buffalo, Connecticut, and New York. Your head coach of the New York team is also the commissioner. Just saying. And then, since I know you want to know, the league's championship trophy is called the Isabel Cup, named after Lady Isabel Gawthorne Hardy. Who is she, you ask? Thanks for asking. She's the daughter of Frederick Stanley, 16th Earl of Derby, and yes, the donor of the Stanley Cup.
Oh, okay. Hmm.
This league was announced March of 2015. They've already had some preseason games.
You said they start next week?
They're already started.
Oh, already?
Yeah,
okay.
Because preseason games have already sold out. The first game in league history between New York and Connecticut was just the other day, October 11th, and it sold out. Guess who dropped a puck? Oh, you're too young to know. Never mind. Manon Rion dropped the first puck.
Manon Rion.
You don't know anything about her, do you?
Yeah.
You don't, do you?
No, I've never heard of her.
Very sad.
So,
guess where
so
she
So, Randy,
hold on.
Who is Manon Rion?
She was a goalie for a hockey team that you're very familiar with.
Here. She was here, wasn't she?
She was here with the Tampa Bay Lightning.
That's right. Okay. Yes. So, I do know of her. I didn't know that that was her name.
So, the first goal was scored by the Connecticut Whale.
Is that supposed to be off of the Hartford Whalers from way back when?
I don't know, but this is what pisses me off. Now, I'm not happy.
That didn't take long.
Reading
sent it off dead air's bad.
I know. First Canadian to score a goal is Kelly Babstock.
Who was the first woman to score the goal? Because that seems to be a big piece of news when
Jessica Kozumi, Kozumi, all right, from Connecticut. The first Canadian was Kelly Babstock. The first European to score a goal, to be determined, which means it hasn't happened.
Wow. She's a heck of a player.
Here's the thing. First American to score a goal.
To be determined.
No, not even listed.
Wait, the Kozumi, you said that she was from...
She was the first goal.
She played for Connecticut, wasn't she? Did you say that she's also from Connecticut?
Well, she plays on...
She just plays from... Yeah. It didn't say where she's from?
Yeah, it doesn't. But you're right. Wouldn't you think that she'd be an American then? Because... The first Canadian.
I mean, not necessarily.
Well, no. What else could it be? She's Mexican? I guess she could be Mexican.
Technically.
She could be South American.
There hasn't been a European.
Yet. Right. There hasn't been a European to score, and the first Canadian was Kelly Babstock. The first goal is somebody different.
So she's got, most likely, got to be American. But they don't list that out? Why don't they list that out?
I don't know. But they don't. It's kind of like when they say this is the second time in the history of the sport, but they don't tell you what was first.
What was first, yeah.
You know, who was first? First American-born goaltender to win a regular season game is here. First international goaltender.
Who's the first one to step on the ice?
It doesn't say that.
Who was the first one to make a shift change?
It doesn't say that.
Who was the first one to...
Be careful.
Drop a hair tie on the ice. I don't know.
They're all going to come
in. Be careful.
And whoop you. All right.
Yes, they will.
You said you had something to get to, and we only have 15 minutes left.
So, okay, going into the bye week, we've talked about what happened this past week at the game. Overall, what's your assessment on the team on this season? All right.
I was reading my email from the Holy Hog. Got to be honest with you. I don't care what you just said.
Okay.
Have you ever had the brisket?
I've never been there. I have no idea where it is. You've never shared the location
Monday.
With me.
Monday. I will take you Monday.
Can we not,
is that a bad workout day for you?
I would like to try to stick to some semblance of my meal plan.
That's on you.
Up until my... Oh, so I can go. I can just... I'll be gaining calories by sniffing.
Whatever. I'm going to go on Monday.
Okay.
I may go on Tuesday.
How about this? Can I go in December?
Oh, I'm sure they'll still be in business.
I know that. Okay. You're going to keep them in business.
Wow, they have a food truck that you can rent out.
Okay, now that's pretty cool.
Yeah. All right, back to you.
So, what do you think of the season so far? We've had officially the first win at Ray J has happened.
Right, in two decades.
I was talking specifically for Coach Smith. First win at Ray J. We've gone back and forth. It's been some high points, been some low points. Going in the bye week, what do you think of the season so far? Is this what you expected?
No, I expected, honestly.
Because you were picking them to win all the way up to this week so far.
And I'll be honest with you, when the schedule first came out, before training camp, and that's why I like fights. I don't like to give predictions until I see him walk, and we still need to talk, and I know we won't have much time to talk about next week in Dublin, where you'll be in studio as I will be in Dublin doing the Thursday and the Friday show. I didn't think they would have a great season, and then week by week, I picked them to win so far.
Right.
And if you ever listen to any show that I have ever done on any station ever, I am not a homer. I am not a fan. I have picked the Buccaneers to win each and every week.
You have.
And I thought they would. And they should be at the very least 3-2.
I would agree.
You know, they got beat by Tennessee. They should have beat Houston.
Yes. Yeah, that's the game that should have gone the other way.
Okay, so it's Houston, it's Tennessee, it's New Orleans. And Carolina.
Yeah.
And then Jacksonville. All right. So they got beat, you know, pretty handedly by Tennessee, and they got beat pretty handedly by Carolina. They should have been Houston. They should be 3-2. And like I said on the show Monday night, they have as many wins 5 weeks in as they did all of last year.
True. True. And the game that they should have won against the Texans, that was all on them. They lost that game. The Texans didn't win that game. The Bucs lost that game. So, again, there's a lot that's really, really close. So, I think it was five games was the over-under on wins this season. They're already over half, or they're, what, we're coming up on halfway through the season here in 2 weeks. They have the Redskins followed by the Falcons. Those are both away games. What do they need to do over this bye week to get ready for the Redskins?
I think they're already starting to get ready for the Redskins.
Oh, absolutely.
No, by getting away.
Gotcha.
By not being ready. They're not, you know, some guys are going to watch some film and all that kind of stuff, but, you know, most are not going to do much football.
Just the mental break.
I believe they'll watch the game on Sunday, mm-hmm. you know, which is an advantage that they will have. They'll be able to watch a little bit. And I'm going to think twice, three times, four times, three times a lady. I may take Tampa to beat Washington next week.
Redskins have had their own issues.
They've been up and down. They have been up and down. Now, my boy's the head coach. I'll never go against Jay Gruden. That's my guy, my shortstop from back in the day. I want him to do well, except for next week. But I know this is going to sound awful and people are going to give me crap, but I have this feeling. I like some things that the Bucs are doing. I'm not in love with some things, but I like some things. And I think if Winston can do like he has said and just protect the damn ball, I think they'll be okay. So, yeah.
You did a good, I mean, obviously you have to take every single game and try to make progress. And he did that last week. He only had one touchdown passing, but he also didn't turn the ball over at all. So that says something, doesn't it?
Yeah, but 1 week doesn't make
It doesn't make a season.
Doesn't make a career.
But especially with a new quarterback who's learning and getting used to the league, every game counts.
In the words of a former player, and I think we've talked about it, he needs to get over that he's happy to be in the NFL. He needs to get over that he's happy to play against J.J. Watt or go up against Cam Newton. You are an NFL player now. You're the number one pick in the draft. A lot of expectations are on you.
Act like it.
Act like it. Act like you belong. Don't act like you're happy to be there. Oh, by the way, Jason Light at the press box on Monday night during the show.
Ooh.
How about that?
Pretty big deal there, getting the GM in.
I didn't get him in. He was there with a national reporter. He loves the press box. I did have a minute or two to talk to him, which I thought was pretty, pretty cool.
Very cool.
Which is double pretty. The UFC, awful news coming out. Stipe Miocic off the fight. The main fight that I was looking forward to. I don't want to say the main reason I'm going to Ireland, because it's not. Mm-hmm. The UFC is not even the main reason I'm going to Ireland. But and how funny, I'm flying to Ireland. They're coming to Orlando.
Timing's a little different.
But timing is definitely different. We will have a pair of tickets, allegedly, to give away.
That'll be good.
So I'm waiting to get that envelope from the UFC, and once I do, I will let everyone know.
The last time they were in Orlando, it was a great show. It was a lot of local talent was there.
There's a lot of local talent in December.
There's going to be a lot of local talent again. Certainly going to be worth the trip over from I-4. Not only is there a lot of local talent, but we get Donald Cerrone once again in Orlando against Rafael Dos Anjos. We had Rafael Dos Anjos on last night's show. You can check that out via iTunes, via SoundCloud, or through the website, knockoutradio.com. It's a big card to finish out the year.
It's the end of the season.
It is free free TV, but it is definitely going to be worth going.
Tickets
there
went on sale today, so jump on Ticketmaster and purchase tickets if you can. If you'd like, you can hit me up on the Twitter machine at Knockout Radio.
At KOA.
Next week, live from Dublin, you in studio with Big Ed.
Yes, sir.